I want to tell you all about my two favorite girls in this universe. Actually, they're women, but I like calling them girls. The story starts with two of them, ends up with five more, a woman named Griselda, and even yours truly. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. The story starts here, in Laurel D's on the Burke Street Mall. And I posed one simple question. If you could have anything in the world, what would it be?
I have no idea.
You know, that's not such a bad answer. Do you know who I am?
Hi, Billy. We're back. Sell any chocolate?
A messenger just dropped this off.
It's from the head office.
Uh-oh. I was just having this really fascinating conversation with...
With yourself again, most likely.
Indeed. I was gone. I just wanted to meet her before the story began.
What the...
So what's with the letter, Billy?
Yeah, what's it say?
I've been transferred to hell.
Doesn't exactly say hell.
Oh, come on, Sally. Would you want to be transferred to Los Angeles?
I didn't even know that we had a chocolate shop in Los Angeles. Still, I wouldn't mind the visit.
But this is not just a visit. We're talking about having to live there.
Careful, Sally. They don't know what I look like. We could send you.
Yeah, that's right. You could tell us all about the gangs, smog, earthquakes, drugs, floods, pestilence.
And the occasional second coming.
Think of all the fun you'll have.
Forget it. You two are jealous because I'm the one with the bloke right now. Besides, the flight is too far off in the future.
Cool. There's an airline ticket here too.
It leaves in just a few hours.
And comes back in a few years.
For once, management takes decisive action. Or so shall I.
Give us a clue when you know what you want.
Bye, Billy. Don't get murdered.
Thanks, mates. What am I going to do? I can't decide. I can't decide. This is just too crazy. Okay, if the next one's the number 8, I'll go.
It was a number 8.
Okay. There would have been no question if Derek hadn't been such a coward.
I'm the coward. You're the one who wouldn't commit.
Okay. If all the clocks on Flinders Street are working, I'll go.
All the clocks were working.
Drat, double drat. This wouldn't have ever happened if I'd stayed in Broken Hill.
You're the one who left us to go live in the big city.
Too right.
Tickets!
What's this?
Fares, please! Passes!
It's that one punk conductress. Oh, she's one tough one. And I forgot my pass.
Tickets, fares, please. Passes.
All right. If she doesn't snag me, then I'll go.
You're a bit short, Mum.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Your pass has expired, sir. Cash, please.
You got me dead to rights.
Yes.
Blind or not, I need to see your permit.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
And you, ma'am, you're...
Excuse me, miss, but can you tell me which way the Daimaru is?
What? I'm not even going to get stopped.
We just passed it. You need to go the opposite way.
Many thanks.
Met passes, coins, what have you.
Oh, wait a minute. You've got to ask me for my pass.
Oh, that's all right. Today you ride for free.
That was it. That was when she knew that she was going, whether she wanted to or not.
This is the Hollywood Bowl? I'm ready for anything now.
Lane number 4, your hour's up. Lane number 4, your hour's up.
Excuse me, She must be praying for a customer.
Don't
Excuse me, I'm...
Shh! Wait a minute. You're not from the Lord Protector's office. You're not even from the Western Division.
I am from the Western Pacific.
Ha! They're just letting anyone in nowadays.
Excuse me?
But I need you so I can get promoted out of here. From now on, you'll be reporting to me. You're to be my personal assistant.
Are you sure about all this?
I'm sure.
But I was supposed to...
If you'll excuse me now.
But where's the candy shop?
Candy shop? There's no candy shop here. This is a 10-pin bowling alley.
Hey, I don't have to take this.
Now, I'm sure we're going to become just great friends. I know how they stiffed you with a one-way ticket, but with time you'll earn enough to find your own way back home. Now, I've got work to do.
Indeed. It had been a round trip, and now was one way.
I'll be.
I'm sorry, St. Kilda, but it's for your own good. It's up to me to see if you can measure up. Rearrange all the files.
Rearrange all the files.
Have tea and scones ready for me every morning.
Have tea and scones ready for Holly every morning.
If I haven't shown up by 12 noon, telephone me.
If Holly hasn't shown up by 12 noon, telephone her.
If I shouldn't answer the phone, come to my flat.
If Holly doesn't answer the phone, go to her flat.
Redo the files by alphabet.
Redo the files by alphabet.
Find a better flat for me.
Find a better flat for Holly.
Water the plants.
Water the plastic plants.
Answer all the mail. This is very important.
Answer all mail. This is very important.
Coordinate communications.
Answer the phone.
Hello, can I speak to Mr. Rally?
No, on second thought...
Reorganise the files by date.
Answer the phone by saying, this is Hollywood Bowl Management Offices. Hold, please. Put them on hold whether you're busy or not.
This is the Hollywood Bowl Management Offices. Hold, please. Put them on hold whether I'm busy or not.
And don't bother me with unimportant calls.
Only important calls should go to Holly.
But all calls must go to me.
All calls must go to the cow.
Can't you read your own lists?
Can't you read your own list?
Oh, and run the bowling alley. Thank you.
Oh, and run the bowling alley. Thank you.
You know, this is not the first time I've been a boss.
No?
Don't you think I know what I'm doing?
I'm absolutely sure.
People always compliment me on my good colour sense.
Because it's the best thing you do. But could you lose the polka dots?
You look dreadful. You should get some sleep.
I would if you'd release the manacles.
I know what it's like to be one of the little people.
Because you're the smallest person I know. Been here for over a month? I don't even know where I am.
Indeed, this was the first chance she had to look around. All the furniture and equipment was, curiously, at least 30 years old. There were no computers, no calculators, not even an electric pencil sharpener. Funny how she never even missed them. There was something she sorely missed: air conditioning. Billy may have been from Melbourne, but she certainly was acutely BTU cognizant. There was an old creaking ceiling fan whirling about, trying to do its best, but it was hopelessly inadequate. On the desk was an obvious gag gift, a crystal ball. Nearby was what looked like a perch for a bird.
Probably for a vulture.
On one wall, there was a cuckoo clock, which never worked, and an antique map of the world from about the 1500s.
It's the most modern thing in the office.
It was printed in the most unconventional way. Instead of the countries from the era, it was divided into territories. She never had the chance to study it. Maybe tomorrow. And there, why hadn't she noticed it before? There was a tin can hanging from the ceiling by a string.
Just, where am I working? I can buy the Ouija board, the crystal ball, but this. I mean, why would anyone? I mean, this is a one-floor building. There ain't anyone up there.
Just then, Holly walked in. Holly didn't see Billy in the shadows.
Well, well, well. A doll? What is she gonna do with that?
Lieutenant Violet to dispatch. Lieutenant Violet to dispatch. Come in, please.
Oh no, what is this?
Stupid doll. Billy?
Yes?
I'm glad you're here.
Oh?
It's about time I asked. Do you know what we really do?
I'm not a mind reader.
Oh. Take your hand and place it on my forehead.
All right.
We don't just work for a bowling alley.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.